All right, you're tuned in to Freak the Sheep on 95 BFM. I'm your host for this week, Chris Cudby. And we've got a trio of very special guests in the studio tonight. Thank you so much for joining me, TNM Productions.
Thank you.
Thanks so much for having us.
I was wondering, before we get started, can you please introduce yourselves to the listeners?
Surely can. My name is Liam, last name Bram.
My name's George.
My name is Paul Brown.
And we're TNM.
TNM.
Is it TNM or TNM Productions?
I think
Productions is the company official.
Maybe Productions is for the productions.
Is that an umbrella?
We're branching out.
We're doing the production side and we're doing the big picture TNM.
I see.
Something. Yeah.
Do you mind if I ask you what TNM stands for?
Truth and Method.
Thank you.
That's great.
It's an insight right there.
Kind of suits the new age music that's in the background. It's feeling very truth and method right now.
I was wondering, so we've got a name and we've got the names of the people who are here. What does TNM get up to?
What do we do?
We started off running a production company, putting on the alleyway shows
at Mercury Lane,
which I've been running on and off for the last 8 years sporadically, but we decided 2 years ago to try and make it more consistent, as we were worried that the CRL opening would endanger that spot.
Has it endangered that spot?
It has not opened yet.
That's true.
I think it will. I think the kind of the combination of gentrification and the Move On Act and the heightened tension in the neighborhoods will definitely make it untenable.
An impact. Yeah.
But for now, it's working really well.
Great. Like,
they've gone off without a hitch. We've done 5-ish so far in the series of more considered intentional shows, and they've all been better than the last.
I would like to loop back to the alleyway aspect of TNM shortly, because you guys have been very active in the musical release sphere. Do you know that one of the artists that you put out music by is number one on the BFM Top 10?
Yeah, we heard that. Moon Unit. Shout out Moon Unit. Shout out Jackson. Shout out Oscar.
Number one on BFM.
Number one in the heart. Number one in the sky.
Many disc golf tournaments across the
And disc golf. Yeah. Number one disc golf band in the world. Yeah. Most likely. PDGA rated. If you put their combined PDGA rating together, the highest rated.
I had a chat with Oscar from Moon Unit just last week, and I was like, oh yeah, that's a pretty funny joke that you guys are making about being really into disc golf.
It's not a joke, bro.
It's not a joke.
it's a lifestyle. Yeah.
we witnessed his love for disc golf in previous bands that he was in. And I think he made this band just so he could make it part of the band, the disc golf part of the band.
Well, I mean, it happens at the heart of disc golf. The music is all recorded above thousands of discs.
Wow.
It's really right there. The chains are there.
And for listeners who are unfamiliar with disc golf, it's frisbee golf, isn't it?
It's frisbee golf.
They hate when you call it
but
that.
That's not the correct name. There's disc golf and there's ball golf. Those are the two kinds of golf.
although Oscar would like everyone to know that disc golf doesn't charge you tons of money to use their courses.
It's for the people. Environmentally friendly. Go throw a disc with your kid. It's good bonding.
Yeah. Oscar did emphasize that to me when I. So you've just started releasing under the umbrella of TNM. Who have you been releasing?
So we kind of first got into it through Crook, which are a band one of the great bands.
With a basically, very hot album.
Yeah, very, very hot album dropped last week. That was kind of our first impetus to start doing music as a label was I started working with Crook, recording and producing the album because we just had facilities to do that kind of thing. I think that's kind of a side thing we're interested in doing is recording because we have a studio that we're partially involved with and yada yada mics.
Whereabouts are you based?
The studio is based out in Avondale.
I see.
Yeah. So we recorded that with them and then we were like, well, let's put it out. I feel like it would be good for them. It's good for us. We can grow and learn. We're keen to help out local bands. I mean, I think that's the whole kind of initiative really is how do we help local bands? How do we offer alternatives to the current way of doing things, whether that's for gigs or for platform releases or just try and get things more directly going towards the bands.
Simplify the
be a friendly middleman who have had experience in the local underground scene or something.
That's really great. Yeah. And so there's the Crook album and there's also the Moon Unit.
And there's Moon Unit album. Yeah, the Moon Unit album and the Crook album have a kind of inverted release strategies. Mm-hmm. one single towards the album, one album followed by singles.
Mm-hmm.
They're both doing good.
And Crook are going to be touring around the country.
Yes.
And Moon Unit are a studio-only group.
There's interest in doing some shows as long as they're exceptional and novel.
Cool.
Yeah.
Like
bowling clubs explicitly or in full film kind of Pompeii style Kiwiana locations.
That sounds good. That's make it special.
Yeah. Yeah, I think they definitely conceived it as a recording project. Like they get together every week and bash out tracks.
Yeah.
So there's a huge we can get later on to forthcoming things, but there's much Moon Unit forthcoming if people are excited for more, which they should be.
Do you have any other release projects on the go that you're allowed to hint at or reveal?
Yeah. Mm-hmm. We will be releasing an upcoming album for Oscar Dowling, is very exciting because he hasn't put anything out for a while.
Movie. Yeah.
So that, keep your eyes and ears peeled.
Yeah, over the next couple of months, we'll be making announcements towards that.
That is exciting. Is Oscar based in Tamaki?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, cool.
Yeah. He's just been around working with bees.
Do you feel, just thinking about the artists that you're working with so far, was there a specific sound or aesthetic or style or attitude that you're aiming to document with TNM as a label? Or was it
I don't think that's definitely not a conversation we've had. I think that we do have taste, probably, that's both shared and diverse between the three of us. But so far, the projects are more of a...
Our friends?
More reflections of they're more just the relationships we have. They are probably just our friends. Yeah. I think there are definitely other people we're keen to work with, but we have to make friends with them first.
So we'll sort of discover the answer to that as the years progress.
Yeah.
Have you learned anything unexpected from the process of doing this so far?
I hate design work. Yeah, I've made all of the Crook tour posters and it was a nightmare. But I mean, I'm really proud of them. They look really sick, but just like that's been a steep learning curve for me and now I'm not sure I want to do it again. But it's just been like a lot of work. Like Liam's like 90% doing all the mahi, emailing, and just like organizing, posting, stuff like that. Just like, I think the amount of engagement it requires to get engagement from people out in the world is a lot more than you kind of realize until you're doing it.
Yeah, I think it's really good that Crook touring the country straight away as well. That's like a really good follow through.
Yeah, I think actually that's something that I think is good and would hope to do with older releases we do that are interested in doing that. Like, I think being a bit more gung-ho with playing shows feels nice, and maybe something that people stepped away from over the last decade. I kind of get that sense.
I mean, I've been around the block a little bit, and it does, in retrospect, the pandemic did have a big effect. You know, I think it took a lot of momentum away from, it kind of ruptured like a lot of networks, I think. So it's been really actually awesome to see new networks sort of developing and new ways of people sort of getting on and about. If we could somehow figure out how to communicate with Australia as well, that would be pretty great.
Yeah. I think that's...
But New Zealand's tight, and people are starting to head overseas and come back as well,
There is a kind of, like, organic pathway to fucking Melbourne or something, right? Like, a lot of people head to Australia, so it does feel like you could go there and play. But also, maybe that was, like, a thing that tripped a lot of bands over at some point when they tried moving, you know?
Tried moving over there?
No, you don't go to Australia.
And don't
you make
go there.
Them come to Auckland, which I firmly believe is hotter than Melbourne right now, and will continue to become hotter.
Auckland
and deprive Australia of it.
The quality level around here is insane, and actually, as proven by the Mercury alleyway shows.
Great segue, Chris.
I don't want to get ahead of myself. You've got a couple of selections by TNM groups.
Mm-hmm.
We have, let's start with Suburban Yipping from Crook's debut album. They didn't release anything.
They released a small EP, a two-track EP before that.
A little while ago, yeah. So this is from Murderous Intent, and we'll also play, which was your suggestion, Red Eyes by Moon Unit from their new album, Soft Metal.
Great. Tuck in.
You're tuned into 95 BFM, Free the Sheep.
Yeah.
All right, we're back on Freak the Sheep on 95 BPM, your 100% Aotearoa music show for nearly 40 years. Every Wednesday from 8 PM till 10 PM. I'm your host for this week, Chris Cudby, and we've got very special guests in the studio, TNM.
Hello.
Who were we just listening to?
It was Moon Unit with Red Eyes, and before that was Crook.
Suburban Yipping.
Suburban Yipping.
When are Crook playing in Auckland next?
Crook are playing in Auckland
20th May.
And 21st.
They're playing two shows. All ages show at UFO.
Yeah.
And a non-all ages show at Whammy Bar.
The Whammy is on the Thursday and the UFO on the Friday.
21st cool. and 22nd.
21st and 22nd.
Oh, sorry, my bad. Scratch that. 22nd.
21st, 22nd.
Is there a new UFO space? All ages space?
Yeah, we actually went there for the Druk show recently.
Yeah.
And it's very close to the old space. So it's about a block down. Anyone who's been there before. Yeah. So, that was good. That was
good show. It's cute. It's literally a record store with a stage in it. It's like...
It's the UFO vibe.
It's teeny tiny, but it's really nice.
It is pretty mean. I would like to ask, so we talked a little bit about TNM as a record label, and I just wanted to ask a little bit more about the Mercury Lane shows that you guys have been putting on. For some reason, I'm just getting a little bit of feedback. I don't know why.
Too hot.
It's weird. Yeah. Maybe it's new age music is bleeding through. I would like to know, so how long have you been hosting the Alleyway shows for in Mercury Lane?
Well, I started working there 8 years ago.
Yeah. Working in the alley.
Working at the shop, which...
Around the corner.
Yeah.
In front of the alley.
Yeah. The shop in front of the alleyway. And then I set up as a studio, and I was rehearsing there and practicing there.
Yeah.
And it was... natural progression to put on shows there.
Yeah, it's such
an interesting space.
It really is. It's really cool. The sound is great there. And actually, I've got to say that you guys do a really good job with the lighting.
Thank you.
Guy here.
I do the lights for the alleyway shows. It's kind of my, I guess, Liam does sound, I do lights, and Paul sometimes does security and stage managing and
keep
all
the ship
of the
tight.
Above.
Yeah.
How
yeah.
regularly are you doing them at the moment?
Bi-monthly.
Oh, yeah,
every
cool.
second month is right. the aim at the moment.
Yeah, keep it special.
Yeah.
That's good.
Yeah, we tried once a month last year, and it was just a bit too much.
Yeah.
Mm. But this also means that we can really lock in sick lineups if we have kind of a bit of wriggle room between shows, because you kind of have your organized. I mean, we've got the next couple sort of sorted, but it's kind of nice to have that breathing room between, and then you can kind of get excited for.
Was the last one Princess Chelsea?
That was,
in the alleyway, but kind of not us.
I see.
Well, I think we hosted it, but it was more of something that they were just keen to do in the space.
In the space, yeah.
But not like a kind of curated show that we'd put on, I guess.
Last one was
February with Bub and Slatopia, and...
They were really cool. I really liked Slatopia.
Saltwater Criminals
and Cindy.
That was a really good one.
I love the one that you did around Christmas time.
Oh, the Christmas extravaganza,
so festive and fun.
That was great. Yeah. Amazing Baby Zion of Christmas drops. They were really good.
Incredible
flips of their own songs with Christmas tracks. Genius. It was so much fun.
Now, the obligatory question is, have you had any issues with the neighbours due to sound?
Literally never.
Never.
Our direct neighbour upstairs is Chris Stapp of...
no way.
Deja Voodoo. Okay.
No worries then.
Yeah.
And he's all about it.
Yeah.
That's fantastic.
Yeah, he tells me off when it's been too long between shows. Yeah,
it's too quiet.
Turn it up.
Yeah.
And
yeah. then the other bit, the other neighbor is like family bar, so we're kind of fine for noise.
Well, they're like a shield.
They cloak us.
Yeah, they're the sort of noise buffer, which is great actually. But the last show we did was the first time where I noticed like random people.
People were definitely hearing it like a block away. So
yeah, some guys were jumping up on the fence, being like, "How do I get in here?"
They came in
and had a great time.
Oh, shirts off,
all shirts
straight
off.
Into it.
We were very respectful.
We were initially supposed to host the Druk show this Saturday.
I thought so. Yeah,
we had to move it to UFO because of the weather. Because if it rains, those shows catastrophic.
There was supposed to be a cyclone.
But I fielded about 20 people in the shop that day, inquiring about the show.
Wow!
The word is.
No, I've got a major conflict of interest question. That's the next one, which is what's the next Mercury Lane alleyway show that you're hosting?
So coming up soon,
May 9th.
May the 9th.
We have
a very special guest.
Very special guest, Power Nap.
I'm looking forward to it. I'm looking forward to that.
Power Nap, we've got Wave Slave, we've got Jackal the Blackal.
Yep.
And we have CCTV.
That is smoking hot.
Which is smoking hot. Lineup. Very excited
and
about this lineup.
Like, array of genres. I'm real like into all of those genres. It's really nice to put a gig on where it's not just the same vibe the whole night.
Yeah,
and I think, but still, there's some cohesion.
Yeah.
And I think that's that everyone's on a good buzz.
Yes.
That's savvy curation. That's really great.
Yeah. I think there's an innumerable amount of good shit happening in Auckland right now. Trying to like lock down this good Tamaki stuff is only hard because there's such a bounty to choose from.
There's good energy out and about at the moment. Get out there, experience it. You've very kindly selected some local tunes.
This is true.
For us to play.
We have.
I'll fade away. Atlantis Meditation by Jeffrey.
It's so nice.
It is always lovely. What do we have? We've got three tunes. We've got Golden Awesome, Surf City and Shappy Crows.
Go 3-2-1 in that order.
I'll play the Surf City one first. What's the Surf City song?
Oceanic Graphs of the Wilderness.
Why did you choose that one?
Oh, it's so groovy and it's got such a good Ravi Shankar sample all the way through it, and it's
excellent
track.
Excellent reason.
Yeah.
And what's the Golden Awesome track?
It's Autumn, which is the first and in a title track of the album that they put out in 2011, so it's an oldie now, but I was reminded of it because they are playing a very rare one-off show in Wellington next month, which I'm very sadly not going to be at, but they are one of my favourite bands of all time.
Let's see if we can convince them to come up.
Yes, please.
And also Sharpy Crows?
Sharpy Crows, Underville Tire Spikes, I think off Golf Course, Mass Grave. Yeah, just the best band. The good, menacing, Antipodean Gothic. There's a line towards the crook sound. It's all good.
There's excellent sonic continuity.
Yeah.
Yep, from Sharpy Crows to Crook. Thank you so much, TNN.
Thank you.
You rock.
Freak the Sheep.
Thank you for visiting Freak the Sheep.
Thanks for having us.
Let's have a listen to Surf City. We'll be right back.
into the service station. So conveniently located 50 meters down the road. What a coincidence. In Hunterville. Try to take a photo.